we have a host of veteran listeners. In particular, I'm thinking Air Force listeners, too. Because it's a B-17, Rosie. I don't know what we said.
I said B-52.
B-52.
Okay, and I knew a B-17. I knew that.
There's a... Yeah, so technically proficient as the Army is.
I wouldn't want to hang...
technically corrected very proficiently.
I wouldn't want to hang from the bomb bay.
I have to go home and watch Memphis Belle now. Just now that's on my mind.
Oh, man. Uncle Jerry. God bless him. And Uncle Clemmy served in the Air Force as well. And one of our Rosie partners that we missed was Jeff Carmichael over at Reyes Marine.
Was it him or his father?
No, it was Jeff.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about his dad, but I know Jeff actually finished the service.
Paul Carmichael, Jeff's dad, was in the Marine Corps.
Jeff was in the Marine Corps.
He was too?
Jeff finished his service and was coming back to Phoenix, and his dad, a listener of the show, said, he's thinking he might like to do something in the construction industry. What would you recommend? I said, whole house energy audits are the way of the future. Go apply to Reyes. And I don't know, that had to be about 4 or 5 years ago, and now he's all but running Reyes. So I got to call Todd, collect my headhunter.
Your finder fee?
Yes.
It's 20% of the... 20 to 30% of the annual income is what a headhunter's fee is.
Do you have Todd's home phone number?
We're going to get it, I'll tell you that. Robin was driving through Texas and heard a bunch of radio ads for a product called Texcoat.
Oh, no.
Exterior paint with an insulation value. I've never heard of it out here in Phoenix. Is this a viable product? Can paint work as an insulation?
That isn't really... my biggest objection with Texcoat. Texcoat is a textured paint that they sell as a lifetime application that they put on everything. They put on the fascias, they put on the eaves, they put on the stucco, they put on the brick, they put on the T111 siding, they put on the masonite. What their concept is we are going to put a rubberized raincoat on every part of your house that's exposed to the elements below your roof line. And that way you will never, ever have to worry about anything having to do with moisture infiltrating your house as long as the roof is in good shape, because everything from the roof down, we're going to guarantee for life. And it first came through town. My first experience with it coming through town was in the early 60s. And I mean, they painted, Romy, and they painted, and they painted, and they painted. And I tell you what, it was 15 years later, all those homes had to be stripped because the raincoat that they were applying to the homes began to fail. And as soon as that raincoat fails, the water gets in behind it. Once the water is in behind a raincoat, which direction can it go? It can only sit there. It can only
drip down your leg.
It can only sit there and get moldy and musty, or it's going to go inside. I am not a fan at all of the Texcoat paint system. Now, a friend of yours, or acquaintance of yours, has developed a spray cork system that is showing a lot of promise. You've actually seen it installed. It's a cool product.
They're at about a 17-year track record out of Spain where this came from, and they take cork, which you would use for a wine bottle material, and because it's a more breathable product, it's not it doesn't trap. It's got the ability to wick vapor each direction. And I don't remember the exact stats on it, but the cork never gets above a certain temperature and never gets below a certain temperature.
It's very, very stable.
So it works very well as an insulator, and it is sprayed to the exterior. So it's but we're still in the testing process. The oldest application in Arizona is only 3.5 years old, and we want a little bit more of a track record before we start.
Shows good promise.
Oh, man. If it does what we think it do, I may go into business as a cork coating applicator.
Well, we have all but run out power factor correction devices out of Arizona. And I'm pretty proud of that. And I wish, as these Texco people would blow in town, we could set up a wall. You know, if we're going to build a wall in Arizona, let's build it around the whole state and decide what contractors and what marketing material we're going to let in to take advantage of the Arizona homeowners or not. That would be a much better wall than the other one that's being proposed. So I'm not a fan of Texco, and I'm glad I'm out of town next week. Because my voicemail is going to load up with all the Texco salespeople that have been out to the home shows, and now all the appointments they've made are going to get canceled.
Well, it's been a wonderful broadcast here at Sanderson Ford. Thank you, veterans. Fly your flags and join us next Saturday. We're back in studio right here, 7 to 11, every Saturday morning.
Next week, 7 reasons to be thankful you've made your home in Arizona.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.